you.
Is that okay? Hello, Tom.
Hey, great to hear you, Shane. Let me turn my radio down here. How you doing today, buddy? We're just headed down for a routine doctor appointment and spend a couple $100 for him to look at me for 5 minutes and say, oh, you're doing fine.
180.
On the waiting list, Shane.
Come there, Tom. I can tell you look fine.
It's got a place. I got it done and it worked. Now I talked to Patrick for a little bit yesterday evening. This is NZLTR Mobile. Go ahead, Andy.
Yes, like I said, just be weather aware, as my good buddy over here, Randall Rick and WR4XM would say, you need to keep your eyes to the sky and be weather aware, because you never know if some of the lightning might come in and take something out, because we're starting now to get into that time now.
Well, Shane can tell you all about that lightning. He's got a new high-powered weather station. Go ahead, Shane.
I ask you about that, Tom. When I first set it up, you know, the little lightning detector you have to snap in, and I was having a warning on there. It said interference, lightning detector interference. So I was thinking it wouldn't work, but it detected all the lightning, but it still says interference. And I went back up and unplugged it, like it said to do. Take it out, unplug the unit, let it sit for a few minutes, and then put it back in. And I'm still showing, it's still reading interference. But no, I don't know what to do to make that go away, even though it seemed to work during the storm.
I don't have that on mine. I got the cheaper model. I wanted to either get that Atlas or the one above it. And I would have if it would have transmitted back to my display registers. And they have lightning detection. But they evidently want you to buy more equipment, so they made them incompatible, shall we say. Well, I got a display register in the back bedroom, in the master bedroom. I got one in the basement, and I got one in the kitchen. And they all received from that same one. Ironically, I noticed that they all transmit about 433 megahertz. And you can actually hear them burst transmission on your handy talk if you tune it into that frequency. But I just don't know how to answer that, Shane. I don't know anything about it. Maybe a call to the factory or an email to them might help out.
Well, they got mobile right there. I've thought about such as that up at the house, getting something like that, but being in this hobby, whether it's on 70 centimeters, 900 megs, or one of these different weather stations, or either, as you say, UHF, on 440 somewhere, or on 900, and with this megatastic business going on, as well as a couple of 900 repeaters around now too, you're going to have a hard time filtering that stuff out. And this megatastic, that's the best I can pronounce it, you know. I don't really know a whole lot about it. It's exploding, and as it explodes, when you get these weather stations, you're going to have some way to shield it. Some people can do it. I don't know how to shield it, so I'm stuck with the old-fashioned thing, the monitor that's outside that I can see through the glass.
They had a good deal. They actually gave me an extra monitoring station for free. When I was looking at them, and I didn't see that, and, you know, waited a while. Tom, we've talked about it, and then I looked at the other day, and it said, if you buy this, you get an extra free display. So I've got two of them for it, but I like it. I like being able to go on the app and seeing what the temperature is at the house, and none of the weather apps, other internet-based weather apps, are quite as accurate. One of them's a little closer than the other. But I always wanted to know what the temperature was at my house, not somewhere out in my area.
Yeah, NC9B.
NC9B recognized. Yeah, I really enjoy mine. And I don't think there'd be a problem shielding that, Andy, on 433. I never had a problem, but you got a different area up there. But I like the anemometer, and I think your Atlas will transmit more often on the anemometer for wind direction and that and wind speed. And that's the reason I consider getting a different one. But I've had these for years and had real good luck with them. Better system than I got, for sure. This is NZERO-TR. Go ahead, NZERO-NV.
Hope everybody's doing well today. A quick question for Shane. Shane, what model did you end up with?
Atlas, the Accurite Atlas.
Thank you. And C9V, y'all carry on.
I'm going to be securing here in just a few minutes, but unfortunately, Tom, we got more UHF 70-centimeter activity over here in Pickens County than we do 2-meter activity, so I'm not so sure if that would be true or not, you know. We got a whole lot more 70-centimeter machines over here than we do 2 meters, so I can't be certain of that. And where I hear about this Magtastic exploding, and I know in the past there was a lot of weather stations up in that range, so I'm just sticking with the old stuff, and I know no interference, no RF interference is going to interfere with that. Y'all go ahead, because I'm going to be destinating in a few minutes. KI4LCI Mobile.
Hey, thanks for jumping in here. And then Ingles. Oh, and thank you, Leon. Good to hear you, too. Tom, I'm pulling in Ingles so I can run in real quick. You and Bernice have a good day. And give that doctor a tip down there. Write a little extra for him. You know he might need it. Heading for ZLK.
I'll give you one of Tom's tip of the day. Great to hear you, Shane. Come by and see us sometime. And, Leon, you don't need to run off. I didn't mean to cut you out. I was kind of tongue-twisted there. I had Andy and Shane, and I couldn't think of Leon. For some reason, at times, I want to call you Earl. maybe it's because I need to change my Earl in the card. But you don't need to run off, Leon. That's a good model, and then they have one model just above that, Leon. And, this car just turned right in front of me. And it really looks like a cool setup, but they, like I said, it don't transmit to my display registers. Go ahead.
I wouldn't run it off. I don't want to interrupt y'all's conversation. But, yeah, I'm looking. I've got a weather station now. But I'm like Shane there. I want to know what the temperature is at the house when I'm out of town, or I've got a smart home, so I kind of upgraded a few things, and I can turn the heater on, off, whatever I need to do, and I'll make sure the puppies are taken care of while I'm away. Not too hot, not too cold. But it's good to hear you, Tom. How you been doing?
Been fine. They said I had hyperthyroidism the other day. That's the only new one. But this is just an appointment with the dermatologist, which I know that maxillofacial stuff isn't going to do me no good at my age. But well, I had a little breaking out, and I got to go down there. But yeah, Leon, those are good weather stations. The only dynamic thing there really is the little doogie that it's little cups in there, and I think they got a Hall Effect transducer on them, and they fill up with water, and they dump, and they fill up with water, and they dump. But other than that, the anemometer is the only thing that moves on it. The only problem that I really heard is, you know, after 5 or 10 years, they might wear that out. It's pretty fragile up there on that anemometer. But Gary got a spider in his, KI4DOS, and I did too. But they're real easy to take apart and remove. But most of those now have a cell phone app that you can look at it remotely when you're out and about, and I know you do. I'm getting down here on Wade Hampton by Pleasantburg Drive, so I'll probably drop out here, Leon. Go ahead.
You get it in a repeater. No, I was looking at this one that he's talking about, the Atlas, and I wonder where he bought it from to get the extra display. That would be real handy to have an extra display in the bedroom.
I can email that to you if you want. Yeah, but just go to Accurite, Accurite.com, and that's where you got it at. That's what ours are. Those devices are too expensive.
I'm on the computer right now. I'm trying to pull it up.
You can call me. I can give you a phone number, but we got to go to the west side of town here, so I'll be a little off before I get back.
I just did what you did. Give a little money to the doctors. Yeah. It's so easy. You can do it online now. They'll take your money any way they can get it.
They run sales all the time. Just give them your email address, and they don't bug you to death. But I would do that because they have. I got one today. I think it was 20% off or something.
Got them all online, all on Amazon and everything. I'm trying to go to their website. You just type it in the address bar, it'll pull up real quick. So I'm looking at the Google. The name, and it's got it pulled up here, so let me click on it and see where it takes me.
You want my phone number, Leon? I'll give it to you right quick if you want to write it down. It's 864-434-2798. Copy.
Appreciate it, and I'll send you a text with my email address, and you'll have my phone number too, so if you ever need anything.
I'll put it in. That's about all I use the computer for, is looking at the news and looking at my email and that. That's about as high tech as I get on there, or searching for something. I was trying to order flowers for Bernice this morning. She wanted some seeds and such. I'll go to them if I can use PayPal, but if I can't use PayPal, I ain't giving them my credit card number. I've been through that one time, and I don't want to go through that again.
Pretty fun. Hey, I don't like you without the payment information. It's got to be a secure website. I don't like doing the even PayPal. Cash App seems to work pretty good, but and it's kind of instant. Never had any problem with that. PayPal I had a problem with a while back, and I can't remember what the problem was. It was something minor, but it just kind of didn't sit right with me, so I quit using PayPal.
It was told me that, but what's that one Amy uses, Bernice, remember? Oh, there's another one, and the banks use it in that, but I've used PayPal a long time, but the other day, oh, it's been months ago, Bernice found some tennis shoes, and they were half the price of what I'd been given, and so she has another computer in the back bedroom, so I went in there and I said, that sounds too good to be true. I don't like it. And, yeah, but that's a bargain, you know. And so I went ahead and I done it. And it said they took PayPal. And the second I clicked on PayPal on her computer, and she told me, usually you don't have to, like on my laptop, I don't have to put in address and all of that stuff. You just click on PayPal, and they take care of it all, and they recognize that computer. And everything else I got, you got to have confirmation in two or three ways. It's pretty secure. And I clicked on that thing, and it come up, and it said, you just sent $137 to some blankety-blank guy that I'd never heard of. And then it acted like that I'd ordered those shoes, and I'd get them. I didn't. But it was on a good bank card and all that, so I didn't lose anything, but it was a pain in the butt, and I got to send me a new credit card. But that's the only time I ever had trouble with it. But it was a fake website, and I should have been smarter, shall we say. And I had my head where it shouldn't have been, Leon.
The best of us. I had that happen a while back. I can't remember where it was, but yeah, it was one of those Chinese websites. I ended up losing a couple bucks, but It happens to the best of us. Nowadays, they make that stuff look so realistic. You got to be real careful where you're clicking. And whatever you do, I don't get to do anything on Facebook. I don't buy nothing, zip, zilch, nothing on Facebook. I use the marketplace if I'm going to meet somebody in person. And I sell that way and I bought that way, but I won't do it any other way on Facebook because I did one there and got scammed. So, learn, you know, it's a hard lesson to learn, but we learn them in C9B.
Yeah, Gerald TR. Yeah, I've never had Facebook for that reason. I've always felt it's a security risk, and I know everybody and their brothers have it, but I don't have it. I'm kind of old school about that. I once had a secret clearance when I was in the United States Navy, and I'm still kind of secretive about stuff like that. I do use it for other things, but I'm careful about it. And that's the only time I ever got bit, knock on wood. But with this AI and all that stuff nowadays, Leon, it's just, I don't know. This generation is sure different than back when, in our days, you know, where if we'd have did something wrong like that, our dads would have wheeled us. But times, they do change, buddy. And not necessarily for the good.
I'll vouch for that. And it definitely has not changed for the good in a lot of ways. So much fraud going on now. It's pitiful. And I guess, you know, with the AI putting people out of jobs and everything, they got to find something to do to make a living. So I guess a lot of them just turn to that. It's sad. So sad. But it's easy money, apparently. Create your little website and, you know, steal links and send people there. And they give you money. All you do is they don't do nothing. I just wish they'd prosecute the heck out of them. Because I'll tell you what. Well, I can't stand a thief or a liar because they're one and the same. And if I can get my hands on one, that's why I wanted to retire. I was afraid I was going to do something I'd end up getting indicted for.
Yeah, me too. If I'd have stolen a candy bar or a piece of gum, my mom or my dad would have wailed my butt. And I don't know. I hate to be a kid right now. It'd be a rough way to go with all of this social media and stuff. But anyways, boy, it's a great day out here for going fishing or something. I wish I was able. I could probably muster up a fishing rod and go sit down someplace. But I guess it's going to turn cold again in about a week, isn't it, Leon?
Got the weather coming in. Look at the weather forecast for the mountains up here next week. It's kind of warm. I didn't see when it's going to drop off, but I didn't look that far out. I was more concerned about with today as I'm contemplating taking a motorcycle ride. Me and the wife will maybe go over to Black Mountain and get some pizza.
I hate you. I love my motorcycles. Oh, boy. Well, you guys be careful out there. I always say it's not the motorcycle rider, but that's not the case anymore with these crotch rockets. But it's the guy that's going to turn left in front of you or run over you. So you have a safe day, Leon, and enjoy it. I think that sounds great. I used to have an 0750 three-cylinder, two-cycle, water-cooled Suzuki. And rode all over the country on it. I really loved it. And I rode, well, I even raced dirt bikes back when I was a kid, but it wasn't like these motocross things now. It was a TT track, they called it. And let this guy go in front of me. And I think I still got a trophy laying around someplace from it. I didn't win very many. I didn't have the money to, but God, I loved riding dirt bikes back then. And then I worked and delivered drugs for the drugstore for a year or two. And I did a lot of riding, and I miss that. But I'm just not able to anymore, Leon. I'll let you go. We're getting ready to go over to Big Bridge down here downtown, and just a short trip on over to the doctor. Great talking to you. NC9V in 0TR, 73, Leo.
73, it's great talking to you. You have a great rest of the day. Yeah, I've had motorcycles all my life. We grew up on dirt bikes, and then when we started going to school, me and my brothers, we rode motorcycles to them from school. So they graduated, and that's how I got to work. For a while, I was on motorcycles, had bikes all my life. But good talking to you, Tom, and we'll talk to you a little bit further down the pike. I'll shoot you that text message here in a few minutes. 73, and Miss Bernice, you take care of that old man. I know he's a handful. I tell you, I'll take care of NC9B.
If you remember, that far back, I started down on a Cushman Eagle. That's been many years ago, and I remember one old boy delivering newspapers where I worked at the newspaper office there, for delivering papers. I had 135. He drove a Simplex, one of those that looked like a bicycle, and you pedaled it to start it. I think the Harley-Davidson dealer's got one of those up high on the shelf down there yet today. But my old Cushman Eagle went a lot of miles. Talk to you later, Leon, in 0TR.
I used to drive a Cushman three-wheel cart. That's back when I was doing parking enforcement down there in Charleston as a cadet. But the 73 Tom, NC9B.
Had hand cranks on the front too, didn't they? And 4ZLK.
Red batteries by then.
Courthouse not receiving very well down here, Shane.
You and Bernice have a good day. Be fun to be out on a motorcycle. A little windy, though. We'll talk to you later, Tom. And go ahead, Leon.
Yeah, I'll have windy on the back. I hope. But anyway, I'm looking at these weather stations there, Shane, and what'd you do to get the free monitor?
No. I went on their website, and it was just listed there. It said, buy this and get a free extra display. So maybe that was just a special a couple weeks ago.
I can find it. I'm looking at the website right now.
The kinds. There's the new one. I can't remember what it's called, but it's got like a camo military look to the display, kind of brown and green or olive drab, you know. And then I've got the Atlas, which I think was the medium priced one. Yeah. Pick up hitchhikers.
You got scratched up on it.
Is it still safe to pick up hitchhikers?
No.
Picking them up with a paddy wagon.
And he had his thumb out there pretty hard and kept looking at me and shaking his thumb in the air. When up, I was leaving UPS, and the poor guy looked miserable. It looked like it was about to rain. I still lived in Simpsonville, so I turned onto Lawrence Road, and I asked him where he was going and where he came from. He goes, I just got out of jail. I'm walking home. I'm making it either.
Way to say, good to hear you. Appreciate the information. I'm going to keep a browse on here. 73, y'all that Gary in C9B.
Say hello to Wendy. N4ZLK Mobile.
N0TR. Shane, the last time I had anything to do with a hitchhiker was we sort of skipped school one day and was riding to Joplin, Missouri, and my motorcycle broke down. It was a little 125 Yamaha, and so we thumbed a ride coming back. The guy seemed like a businessman. He was a traveling salesman, and the closer we got back to our hometown of Pittsburgh, the more raunchy he started to talk. And there was two of us, thank God. We could have beat the snot out of him, I think, even though we were high school. But we got out of that car, and we never, ever done that again.
Brother-in-law, who was the original owner of this call sign, when he was 16, he and a buddy hitchhiked from Dover, Delaware, all the way to California. They were trying to get to Alaska. He wanted to see Alaska, and he was going to hitchhike all the way. They got to California, and his buddy got real sick. And he paid for a bus ticket for his buddy to go back home, and then he hitchhiked back because he didn't have the money to keep going.
Thoughts on it. I'll tell you, back in our days, and probably of your dad's days, if you was in uniform, you'd get a ride anywhere, and usually by pretty good people. But unfortunately, it's not that way anymore, Shane. Well, we're sitting in front of Rogers Dermatology, so I'm going to jump out, and I'm going to order some chicken from Publix so that we can run back up there and pick it up in a little while and have chicken wings for supper and some Italian French bread. Take care, Shane. This is NZLTR Clear.
I'm always good to hear you. And 4ZLK Clear.